to a land where everything's going to be made new. The Lord said, "Behold, I make all things new." And I'm so glad of that tonight. I'm glad that nothing that has been defiled by man will enter into that land. And nothing that will defile a man shall enter into that land. There'll be nothing up there that will let us down. Nothing that'll decay. And I just can't imagine a land like that. But I made my mind up by the grace of God. I want to go and see that place one day after a while. Appreciate being in the house of God tonight. Appreciate what I felt already. And I've been looking forward to getting here tonight and being in the house of the Lord. But it's a bittersweet thing. We've come down here at the end of 2 weeks, and the Lord has give us good meetings. And like Daryl said, we ain't seen some of the lost you've been praying for get right, but maybe that'll happen Sunday morning. You never know what the Lord's going to do. But it's a sad time. I don't know that I've ever dreaded leaving a place more than I have this tonight, and I just love every one of you so good to know you and be a part of the family of God with you. But I'm glad there's coming a day where we'll never say goodbye again. There's coming a day where we'll never say farewell, never say we'll see you next time, but we'll be with the Lord and be with each other forevermore. 1 Corinthians 15 tonight, if you've got your Bibles, amen. You pray for me. I just want to get myself out of the way and let the Lord have His way tonight. I don't know how to preach, but I know that God is able to do all things. 1 Corinthians 15. And there are several verses the Lord's laid on my heart, and I'm going to start reading here in verse number 12. You pray for me tonight. Now the Bible said, "Now if Christ be preached that He rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is in vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses." He said, "Your faith also is in vain. Yea, we are found false witnesses of God. Because we have testified of God that He raised up Christ, whom He raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. You are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished." Wouldn't that be bad? "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that sleep. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ at His coming." Now I'm going to read four more words. That's all that I'm going to read. "Then cometh the end." That's all I want to read tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for letting us be here, God, again tonight. And Lord, I thank You, God, for the good revival, Lord, we've had out here, Lord, at Nebo. And Lord, I thank You, God, for the move, God, that we've seen. Lord, I believe, God, that Lord, You've touched the hearts of Lord, Your people, God. I believe, Lord, I can leave here saying, God, Lord, Lord, that I'm better off than when I come. And Lord, that surely is revival. But Lord, we've come down here, God, to this Friday night. And Lord, I'd like to see the fire fall from heaven. Lord, like it did for Elijah, God, in his day. And God, surely, Lord, I know, God, You're wanting to bless Your people. Lord, I know, God, Lord, You're wanting, Lord, come down and commune with us for a little while. But I know Your Word said, God, that if that You'd inhabit the praises of Your people tonight. So God, as Your Word commands us, and I can't do it for nobody, but God, I want to worship You in spirit and in truth tonight. Oh God, I pray, Lord, You just open the windows of heaven, and God, You pour out a bless
ask Him, God, tonight, and we ask You now in the name of Jesus. I pray that there'd be one in the midst of us tonight that don't know You, God. I pray, Lord, that You would get a hold of them. God, that they'd rend their heart, that they'd come to this altar, and that they'd be born again. And God, ask You now in the name that's above every name, in the name of Jesus Christ. And amen and amen. And now the thought that kept coming, amen, to my mind today, I was there in verse number 24, when Paul said, then cometh the end. And brother, I want to preach on the end tonight. That's my message. And now we all know tonight that everything, every good thing, and even every bad thing, brother, has to come down to an end. Brother, everything, every revival that I've ever been a part of has had to come to an end. And now don't get me wrong, and then revival don't end. I mean meeting just because that we're not here every night. That don't mean that revival ends. And brother, I've been blessed to see God move. I've been blessed to see the Lord move in revivals. And brother, you've heard me. I mean, amen, talk about the meeting we had, amen, back in the fall at a little church called Morning Star. I mean, by far, the biggest move of God that I'd ever seen in my time. But brother, that meeting had to come to an end. And here we've come down, brother, to the last night that we'll all meet together. Amen, here in Nebo, in this revival. And brother, it'll never be like this again. I mean, you get what I'm saying? Some the next time that we come together, somebody could be dead. Somebody could be, amen, not with us. So everything has to come to an end. But I'm glad of one thing tonight, as sad as it is, amen, to have to get in the car and get on an airplane tomorrow and go back to Virginia. I am glad tonight that there is an end of this whole world. I'm glad tonight that we had the promise of the resurrection. One day after a while, well, the Bible said that if Christ be not risen, then my faith is in vain. My preaching is in vain tonight. If Christ be not risen, our faith is in vain. We're yet in our sins. But I'm glad that one day, on the first day of the week, they crucified Him. They laid Him in a grave a few days before. Oh, Joseph of Arimathea came and begged the body of Jesus Christ and laid Him in a tomb. I would never man and laid in that tomb. And the Bible said that Pilate said, make it as sure as you can. And they sent down the soldiers and they rolled the stone in front of the tomb. But I'm glad on that morning when Mary come down to the sepulcher, that she found that not only the stone was rolled away, but when she looked in, there was nobody in there. Well, brother, I don't have to go to Jerusalem. I don't have to go to Israel tonight to know that He ain't there, because I feel Him down in my soul. I hear this very night, brother, I'm glad that this world is not my home. Well, we read it tonight. If we've been this this life. We had hope in Christ. We'd been all men. I'm most miserable. But hallelujah, there is an end. The end shall come. There'll be more deaths. More's going to die. And it's sad to say, there'll be more. There'll backslide. There'll be more. There'll die in the hell. But one day, the Lord's going to say, it's all over. The Father's going to say, I'm going to get you right. And the Bible has said the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. It said the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we which are alive and remain shall be called up together with them to meet the Lord. Amen. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Friend, ain't you glad tonight of this world? Amen. Ain't you home? Ain't you glad tonight that the end is coming? Amen. I've seen pictures of men out on the street. They'd have the sign and the end is near. Amen. That's a scary thing for a sinner. But for me tonight, amen, there ain't no fear. I thought about that song. I love that song. In Christ alone, I don't guess there's ever been a song had more meaning and been so profound as the lyrics of that song. But amen, in Him alone, that's where my faith is. And brother, because that He lives, then I know one day that if they lay my body down in a cold, a dark grave, that brother, when that trumpet sounds at the end of the grave, that grave will have no more power, that death will have no victory. And the Bible said, it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know this, that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we're going to see Him, brother, as He is. Brother, the ends are coming. The end, brother Bill. Brother Bill is 82 years old. And by the course of nature, he ain't got much stronger. But wouldn't it be good if my beloved would step out of the eastern sky this very night? Brother, I ain't got my stakes. I go so deep here, but I ain't ready to go. I'm like old John. Even so, I come, Lord Jesus. I'm ready to see my beloved. I'm ready to see my Savior. The old writer said, the voice of my beloved, He pleaded among the lilies. I just said, wait a minute, I think I hear Him. Yeah, He comes, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. Hallelujah! I'm glad tonight that there is an end to this thing. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Some of you cried for you youngins. You cried for you lost. Amen. We're going to cry and cry and shed tears in this life. But then, the ends are coming. Amen. And then, the ends are coming. And it's all what the Lord say. He'll wipe all tears. Amen. From our eyes. Amen. All the former things are going to pass away. I read about old Job. And the Bible said that old brother Job, amen, he's a wealthy man. And all these things, amen, God had blessed him. And one day the devil came up to God. And the Bible said to God, I said, where you been? He said, going, brother, to and fro in all the earth. He said, have you considered my servant Job? And then the devil said, he said, I can't get to him. You've got a hedge about him. And the Bible said to God, I said, as long as you don't touch him, you can do whatever you want to. So Job, he lost all his cattle, he lost all his oxen, he lost his daughters, and he lost his boys. Some of you tonight, you feel like you lost your children to the world. But I want to tell you, amen, there's an end to it. And nobody wants to see them. And it once said that they'll die and go to hell. But I'm telling you that there's a God in heaven that's got all power to bring conviction on the hearts of men. I'm going to tell you what we need here in 2024. We need all kind of conviction of the power of the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you, but I feel good in the Lord tonight. Amen. I know I'm the person into it. We're going to weave. We're going to go to church. We're going to pray. We're going to read our Bibles. But one day, the end shall come. And then, brother, cometh the end of it all. Amen. Oh, Job, he had all these things. And the devil said, if you'll let me take what he's got, he'll curse you, God. He'll curse you. Go ahead, Job. Go ahead, devil. And the Bible said one messenger come and said, well, all your cattle's gone. Another messenger come. Amen. It was just down there. Amen. Eating bread. And the great wind come. Amen. The house fell. Amen. You lost all your youngins, Job. Well, Job's in a pretty bad shape. Amen. Job's mourning. I mean, that had to be bad. I think about losing my youngin. I mean, that drive me. I'd about lose it, Brother Herbert. I'd about to lose all your youngins. Amen. That'd be awful, wouldn't it? But what those Job did. Amen. He kept on trusting God. And the devil comes again. And the Lord said, where have you been? I've been up and down, to and fro. Have you considered? God said, my servant Job. And the devil said, amen. Yea, a skin for skin. All that a man had, I will give for his life. But let me touch his body, and he'll curse you to your face. And the devil said, go ahead, I just don't kill him. And Job got in the shave. He had balls from the top of his head down to his feet. He got so bad off, he break the posture, and then began to scrape the balls from his arms. And his wife looked at him and said, Job, why don't you just curse God and die? He said, oh, woman, you speak as the foolish women. Shall we not receive good at the hand of God, and also receive evil? He said, the Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name brother of the Lord. Oh, Job said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return thither. Brother, oh, Job knew I'm not down here forever. Oh, Job knew there's an end to this. Oh, Job knew there was a better home for him. I'm glad tonight this world ain't my home. I'm on the passing through. I know that out there the ends are coming. Brother, one day I'll preach my last message, and then I'll come at the end. Amen. For me, amen, the ends are coming. Amen. Old Job lost everything he had. Amen. Anybody ever feel like they lost everything they had? Amen. But old God was faithful. God was faithful. And the Bible said, amen, Job's buddies. I feel like I've got a lot to preach tonight. Amen, all Job's buddies. Amen, came down to him. And they sat there and they looked at him. And they never said nothing to him. But after a few days, they began to open their mouth. Amen, began to say, Job, now God don't bring this on a man that ain't sinned. And Job said, y'all, you are the people. Amen. Wisdom died with you. Oh, Job said, your miserable comforters, your physicians are no value. And they got down to the end. Y'all know the story. Oh, Job got so. I mean, he got down. He said, cursed be the day that I was ever born. But I believe, oh, Job, I knew in the back of his mind that there's an end to this. And Job one day heard God speak out of the whirlwind. Amen. And you know what God did for Job? He gave him back twice of all that he lost. He got twice of his livestock. He got, amen, he got all his children in number back. Our brother old Job knew, I'm in a trial right now. But sooner or later, and you know what the Bible said? Weeping may endure for a night. But you know what's coming? Brother, in the morning, a joy is coming in the morning. Amen. Yeah. Then cometh the end. He said, when he shall deliver the kingdom up to his Father, and he's going to reign until all things be put under his feet. Yep. And the last enemy that's put under his feet shall be death. Amen. Oh yeah, I know a woman that knew a little bit about death. A woman, amen, Elimelech's wife, amen, went down into the land of Moab, because there was bread in Moab. Amen, the Bible said that her two boys, amen, they married them wives to the Moabites. Well, Naomi's husband died, and Naomi's boys died, and she went down for, amen, but she got down there in Moab, and brother, she was empty. Let me tell you tonight, sinner, backslider, there may be bread in Moab, but it'll leave you empty. But let me remind you, Christian, you may feel like that you're empty today, but there's an end to it. There's an end to it. Oh, Solomon said, better is the end of a thing than the beginning. Brother Bob, that's why Solomon said, it's better to go to the house of mourning than the house of feasting. He knew there was a better land. He made many backslid. He made shipwreck. But he knew there was somewhere else beyond this veil of tears. It's better farther on. There's a land of peace. There's a land of rest. Brother, when it's all over and the end comes, it'll be joy, glory, peace in the morning. Amen. She lost everything. Lost her husband. Lost her boys. And orphan Ruth. Amen. They said, we'll just stay with you. She said, now wait a minute, girls. Amen. You're grown. I ain't got no... She said, is there any boys left in my womb? And even if there was, would you tarry till they're grown? And Orpah said, I believe I don't want it. But so Ruth did. Amen. She claimed her mother-in-law. Amen. She said, wherever you go. You know what I've got to do since I got right? Lord, wherever you go, that's where I want to go. Amen. Old Ruth said, whoever your God is, that's going to be my God. Amen. Your people, they'll be my people. So they go back down to Jerusalem, and they say, here comes Naomi. She said, don't call me Naomi. I call me Mara. Amen. For I went out for, but I came home empty. That word Mara means bitter. Oh, Naomi, But she said, I'm bitter now. I'm bitter now. But oh, what she say? Ruth go down to the field and begin to glean. Brother, there's an end to the mourning. There's an end to the emptiness. There's an end to the grieving. There's an end to saying goodbye. There's an end to the tears. I'm going to tell you one thing. I love to cry in the Lord. But when I get to that land, I'll never shed another tear. Amen. I want to cry all up my can while I'm here. I ain't going to shed one up there. Amen. I thought about last night. We were sitting here, and the Spirit of God was moving so much in the singing. And I sat over here. Amen. I mean, I just felt the Lord so much. Amen. I like when it squeezes your heart. Amen. It's more than feelings. It's more than emotion. Amen. But if a God's so big that He made the whole world, spoke it into existence. Amen. I say this a lot, but He measured the water in the hollow of His hand. Now, you know how much water I can get in mine? Most of it runs out. I can't even hardly get a drink in it. It runs through my fingers. But He measured it all in the hollow of His hand. A God that big, I'd get down on the inside of you. It'll make you shout. It'll make you cry. It'll make you run. It'll make you have joy. Glory to God. But I want to remind you, we ain't seen nothing of the glory of God. There's coming a day when the end comes and we'll live with Christ forever and ever and ever. Amen. Oh, Naomi sent her daughter-in-law out, and she began to glean. Amen. She got out there, and the other half was the light on the field of Boaz. That's how the Bible said it. Just so happened. Just by luck, the world would say. That ain't what it was. But she got out there in the field, and she's a-gleaning. And she's a-gleaning. And Boaz says, who is that woman? Amen. That was her kinsman. You know what I was doing one day when I got under conviction? I got down there in the field, and the Lord was looking at me, and the Lord said, I know He didn't have to ask who I was. Amen. He knew who I was. Amen. Amen. Just like Boaz was her kinsman. Amen. I had somebody that died that I might be birthed into the family of God. Amen. He was Naomi's kinsman. But Ruth hadn't got in the family yet. That's the way I was. Brother, I was outside the family. I was outside the church. But one day God saved me. And now because He saved me, I know I'm a better land. I'm a better home. I know there's an end to all the fighting and all the strife and all the jealousy and all the hatred that's in the world. There's an end to it. And brother, if you're around with God, there's a land prepared for you. I will all be joy and glory for eternity. Amen. And Ruth is gleaning. Amen. She goes back to Naomi's. And Naomi said, what in the world did you get all this? Down there in Boaz's field. And she said, well, that's our near kinsman. I'll tell you what to do. Go down there in the threshing floor. He's a winning wheat tonight. And go down there. And she laid down. And she said, Boaz, take your skirt and cover me. For I'm, amen, I'm Ruth. Amen. So he did. He said, there's one man that's closer to Naomi than I am. And if he won't take you, then I will. Amen. So the story, y'all know the story. Amen. How that Boaz, he went down, said, there's a piece of land. Amen. Will you redeem it? And the man said, yes. Amen. I'll redeem the land. And Boaz said, but I got to tell you one more thing. If you redeem the land and buy it from Naomi, you've got to buy it of Ruth as well. He said, I can't do that unless I'm marked. are mine herders. I saw Boaz said, all right, I'm going to take my shoe off. And here's the pledge. That's what they did in that day. And the Bible said that Ruth and Ruth became Boaz's wife. And then Naomi that day that she went down to Moab and got so bitter and got so empty. I guess she never saw it getting any better. I guess she never saw everything working out for her. But here come a man by the name of Boaz, and he said, the end of your suffering is here. The end of your anguish is here. The end of your pain, it's here. There's coming a man one day out of the eastern sky. He's saying, the end of your suffering is here. The end of your pain is here. No more cancer. No more pain. No more diabetes. No more this and that. No more drugs. No more children. I'm getting abused by mommy. And getting abused by daddy. The end is soon coming. Amen. Praise God. Oh, Boaz married her. I want you to know God can take something that seems so bad in a situation that seems so grave, and He can turn it around. We talk about Boaz being, amen, the father of Obed, and Obed being the father of Jesse, and Jesse being the father of David. But let's go back a few generations. And you know who Obed come from and Boaz come from? They come from a man named Perez. And this was the same man, amen, that Judah one day had three boys. Amen. The first one took a wife. Amen. Amen. I ain't trying to be long-winded tonight, but if I preach till 12, I'll preach till 12. Amen. Boaz. Amen. Amen. Judah had a, amen, had a son that took a wife. Amen. He died. He had another son. He died. Amen. But what did old Onan do? Amen. The Onan did not want that reason. Onan died. Amen. It was his opportunity, requirement, amen, his obligation to raise up children unto his brother. But the Bible, y'all know the story. And the Bible said God struck him dead. Amen. Because he disobeyed God. And the Bible said there was another boy, a young man of Judah's. And Judah let him stay there and tear. And the Bible said the time came for him to begin. Amen. To the wife. But Judah didn't do it. So the woman went down. And she dressed up like a whore. And like a harlot that day. Amen. The Bible said that Judah went into her. And he took his shoe off. Amen. Gave it to her. Amen. He come back looking for the harlot. He said, where's the harlot? And they said, there wasn't no harlot here. And he said, they heard that his daughter-in-law was with child. And Judah said, that woman's going to die. And she took that pledge and said, you want to know whose child it is? It's whose this belongs to. And the Bible said, that old Judah said, you've been more righteous than I have. And she had twins. And one came out. They named him Perez. And Perez went on. His line begat Obed. And Obed begat Jesse. And Jesse begat David. And David, amen, word who come out of David. Amen, the bride and the morning star. And the line of the tribe of Judah. And the root and the offspring of David. And God's a-working. And God's a-working. And soon the end is coming. Amen. Whether it's the end of the world, the end of your suffering, amen. I hope the end of you praying for your lost people don't come on the resurrection. I hope it comes Sunday when they get on the altar and pray. I hope the end of you praying for your lost people, amen, don't come when the Lord comes. But I hope it comes when they get on the altar up here. Amen. And they die out to sin. Amen. But nevertheless, there's an end to all this. Going to bed at night and crying for your lost, crying for your children, crying for your husband, crying for your, amen, your grandchildren, whatever it may be. There's an end to all this. There's an end to all this. Amen. You know what it is? Behold, He cometh with clouds. Amen. I can't hardly think about the resurrection and not get blessed. Behold, He cometh with clouds. And every eye's going to see Him. Amen. One day every knee's going to bow to Him. Every tongue's going to confess. The end's coming, Bill. Amen. Well, little old Beulah was testifying last night. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. I love Bill Osborne to death. He broke my heart last night. I sat here. I looked over him and he couldn't hardly hold it together. Amen. He's just crying. Amen. He said, "Boy, I don't want to leave." I mean, that's what it is when your family and your children, the children of God, will get close to each other. But I want to tell you something, Bill. There's coming a land. There's
Amen.
Coming a day.
Amen.
Amen. There's coming a day, Charlie. Amen. Where I'll never say goodbye again. Amen. And you can try to cry when you get up there, Bill. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. What's going to happen in that land? Oh, Bill Osborne won't walk with a cane. I'd rather your people's going to... Amen. None of them will face another tear. I'll face another hardship. And those children will have to grow up and see this ungodly world. I'd rather there's an end to it. Then cometh the end. Amen. It's going. It's burning up. Amen. It's all burning up. Amen. The chemo treatments, they're burning up. If anybody wastes away on chemo, amen. It's all going, it's all leaving. Ain't gonna go, ain't gonna witness. Amen. I'm a dropping this flesh. You're a dropping this flesh. And we're going to a land. Glory to God. We're going to a land. Amen. I've never been homesick. I've been somewhere I can't see until I got right with God. But now there's a land. Amen. There's a land of rest. I like that old song. Amen. I can settle down and rest. I'll rest. I'm beside the peaceful river. I'm flowing right before the throne. Here's the best part of the presence of my Savior. I'm going to see Him. And do you know all, Job, at faith to the end, he said, though the skin worms had devoured my body, I yet in my flesh I shall see God, and mine eyes I shall behold Him, and not another. Job, the end's coming. Amen. So tonight, I want to leave you with this. There's a lot of heartache in this world. There's a lot of things in this world that, I mean, rip your heart out. People dying and going to hell. It's a sad day. It's a sad world. It always has been. But there's an end to all this. Amen. I got to pray. Lord, laid this on my heart today. And I don't remember. I remember we had a good meeting Saturday last year right before I went home. And I don't remember what I preached, but the devil kept saying, "You preached something like that last year." And I tried. I said, "Well, I got to preach over here and I got to preach over here." I did it right down the pew. And the Lord said, "You're going to preach what I give you." Amen. I ain't got nothing new. I ain't got nothing new. And I don't remember what I preached on that Saturday. Amen. It may have been something like this. That's what the devil told me all day. But I want to remind you that there's an end to all that crying. There's an end to all them tears. There's an end to them youngins being born in bad situations. There's an end to, amen, all the meth. I don't know how bad meth is out here. It's bad in Southwest Virginia and Northeast Tennessee. But there's an end to all that. There's an end to all that. You know what I'm going to do, Darrell? I'm going to behold that man. He said, "Where'd you get them scars at?" Amen. Well, I feel something from up yonder, down inside of my heart. "Where'd you get them scars at?" You know where he got them at? He got them in your house. He got them in your house. He got them in the house of his friends. He lived 33 and a half years. Amen. Down here on this earth, never sinned. The Bible said he came to his own. His own received him not. They nailed him to a tree. They hollered, "I'll crucify him. I'll crucify him." Why did he do that? So he could bring an end to sin and suffering if we want it. Amen. There's an end. Oh yeah. Amen. Up there, we won't be 11 hours away and won't have to listen to each other over the internet. But I don't know what you're going to do. But I know what I'll do. I'll follow the Lamb. People think they got heaven figured out. Heaven's going to have this. Heaven's going to have that. But I don't care what's there. Because I know who's going to be the light. If you have friends in glory land that left because of pain, thank God there'll be no pain up there. They'll suffer not again. And this verse right here always blessed me. There'll be no sun in glory land. The moon up there won't shine. Why is that? Ain't going to be no LEDs, no fluorescence. Amen. Ain't going to be no halogen bulbs. For Christ Himself, I shall be up there. Brother, He'll be the light of that land. He's my light today. But when I get to that land, I'll see Him for myself. At the end of time, it'll be over with. Amen. So I don't know. I don't know how to give an altar call. I don't know if anybody needs to pray. Amen. But if you need to pray tonight, the altar's open. If you're here tonight and you're lost, the altar's open. So tonight, as everybody stands, with every head bowed and every eye closed, amen. I guess this is a message to the church tonight. But if you're here tonight and you're lost, there's going to be an end of your life. But your suffering won't end like the child of God has. Your suffering's going to begin on that day. So tonight, friend, the last night of this meeting, we've seen people pray. We've seen people run the backs of the benches. Y'all did. Amen. We've seen God move, and I believe people maybe get revived. But wouldn't it be good tonight, last night of this meeting, if somebody here tonight would come and give their heart to God? And know that there's going to come an end. You say, preacher, I've got a lot on me. If you'll come to God, there'll be a bed. I can't tell you there'll be a bed of roses. I can't tell you it's always going to be easy. But I can tell you there's going to be an end of all suffering and shame and pain. All of that's going to end. So tonight, friend, will you come right now and get on this altar and ask God to save you? I promise you, He said, I'll no wise cast you out. Right now, friend, I'm not going to tarry, but will you come right now? Right now, right now, right now. The saints of God, we've got a great hope. We've got a better place to go. But what have you got tonight? What have you got tonight? You ain't got no hope. But right now, God bless your heart. Somebody tonight, I believe it's all in my heart that young'un's a praying for the lost. I don't know what she's a praying for. But tonight, friend, when you come, don't go to hell. Don't go to hell. I felt like the other night when I preached on hell, I thought, boy, somebody needs to come to this altar. Sit there and reject God. Maybe you weren't here that night. Maybe you was. But tonight, God has given you an invitation. God has given you an opportunity. Will you come right now and ask God to save you? Say, preacher, I just don't know about all that. Let me tell you. I told you it wasn't a bed of roses. But when I went through the door, Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall go in and out, and he shall find pasture. Shall be saved, shall go in and out, find pasture. When I went through that door, I found that it's a lot better over here on the side of Him than it was out there in the world. So friend, God will be everything you need Him to be. Jesus will be your beloved. Amen. He'll be the one you long to see. He'll be the one that'll never let you down. I'll let you down. Amen. Darrell let you down. Charlie let you down. Herbert will let you down. There'll be a time everybody's going to let you down. And you're going to let somebody down yourself. But amen. The God of heaven. Amen. His only begotten Son, the Christ of God, will never let you down. So tonight, friend, let me tell you, best friend you could ever have. Will you come right now and pray? Slip out of your seat. Come on, will you? Right now. Right now. Amen. I'm not going to tarry. How about it, friend? How about it? What are you going to do with your soul when God requires an answer of you? You better have it under the blood. Right now. Right now. How, anybody? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You, God. Lord, for this meeting, this revival, God. Lord,
Just, God, thank you so much for the meetings we've had. And God, just the good preaching Brother Charlie's brought. And God, just, Lord, I thank you for the opportunity for just to be able to come out here. And God, I thank you, God, for every testimony and everybody that's in this building, God, every one of them, God. Lord, I just pray that you bless them in a special way. And Lord, I pray, God, that you'd help us to keep on looking for that blessed hope, God, of your glorious appearing, God, where you'll banish all fear and you'll banish all death, you'll banish all pain. It'll all be over with, God. I'm so thankful for that promise, that hope. I pray, God, you'd help us to keep on looking up till that day would come, that day would appear. Oh, God, please save the lost that this church has prayed for. I want to hear good news, God. Lord, that somebody gets right here in these coming days, these coming weeks. I know you're able, God. I know you can. Oh, God, do it. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus. Ask you, God, in that name that's above every name, that name that's all power in heaven and earth, to save our people, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And amen. I'm done. Amen. I don't know. I really don't know what to say. Amen. I really appreciate, amen, everybody. Amen. That's everybody that's here tonight. But amen, y'all that invited us out here and been so welcoming. And amen. Never knew you. Never knew who none of you was until a little over a year ago. Come in, Herbert sitting at Valley View. And amen. I think Lord called me the week before he got there and said, we're coming 2 weeks to visit your church. And I had no idea he's coming. And amen, I come in, he's sitting there, and he told me some out here. And amen, I remember he teared up. He said, I've come to ask you to pray about coming holding revival. And amen, feel like I've known you my whole life, all of you. And amen, I just, amen, thank God that there's coming an end to all the separation. You know what the Lord meant when he said there'll be no more sea? There ain't going to be no more division. There ain't going to be no more separation. And there ain't in the body. But when we get over there, there ain't going to be none, period. Ain't that good? Oh, amen. Somebody said, I'm going to go to the land of milk and honey. Well, brother, we can be in it if we're in the Lord right now. I'm going somewhere better than the land of Canaan. There ain't going to be no fighting the Hittites over there. There ain't going to be no fighting the Perizzites over there. We'll lay our weapons down. I'll never preach another message, Brother Darrell. Amen. I'm going to sing. I believe I'll sing the song of the redeemed. Amen. I love every one of you. Amen. Do pray for Robbie and Nathan and Matt and Bill as they go back tonight. They've got a long drive. And amen. If we got it easy, we just sit down in the airplane. But amen. Pray that God would be with them as they go travel at night. That's dangerous. And that, amen. But I appreciate all y'all so much. I could be up here all night telling much love you. Amen. But I'm not, as much as I do, I'm glad there's a Redeemer. There's a kinsman that loves you, loves me, more than I could ever tell it. Amen. Brother Charlie, what do you think?
Yeah, we appreciate the Lord. Appreciate all our friends here.